This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Bill Beach. He's the director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of economic issues making headlines here on Thursday. First of all, the food fight between the current House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich about the near record level of Americans on food stamps right now. Is that smart economic policy, as Pelosi suggests, or a sign that that's the Democratic philosophy and Republicans are the party of paychecks, is the quote from Newt Gingrich. We also want to get Bill's comments on the article from the Wall Street Journal today that suggests officials at the Federal Reserve may be considering allowing higher inflation as a means of helping to spur economic growth. And Bill, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's great to be on your program, as always.
Let's start with the political spat here between Pelosi and Gingrich. Gingrich is saying that these high numbers of Americans on food stamps shows that that's the Democratic approach and that Republicans want to solve the economic problem through paychecks and creating jobs, basically. Pelosi says that as long as there is an economic downturn, unemployment insurance as well as food stamps are the best return on the investment until more jobs are available. How do you read this?
Well, you know, we're in a political season, and both the Speaker and the Minority Leader are talking past each other. I mean, both have the same position, ultimately, and that is we want the economy to produce good-paying jobs for everybody. And I think both would agree that putting people onto unemployment insurance and food stamps is a last resort and not a first resort, and maybe not the best thing that we could do. Now, let me just take the Speaker's position. There is a view in Washington, and it's not held by many people, I must say, that when government spends money, it actually does more good in the economy when the economy is sour than if the private sector were to spend that money. That is a very controversial and not widely held view, but it's clearly reflected in what Speaker Pelosi is saying. She's basically saying, look, while the economy is down, the best thing we can do is to give money for individuals to spend. Well, the usual view is that when an economy is down, the best thing you can do is to make sure there's plenty of investment going on in otherwise risky endeavors. You want the entrepreneurial class to put the economy back together again. When they do that by, you know, taking unemployed resources here and unemployed people there, factories that are empty here, and machines that have been idled, and they put them in an unusual way back together again, creating value for consumers, then the economy gets moving, jobs are created, and we don't have to have food stamps and unemployment insurance like we want to have. The Speaker could accomplish that by taking the burdens off of taxpayers and the burdens from regulation off of the entrepreneurial class. She's refused to do so. And in that sense, I think you can definitely score her and the Democrats who follow her as basically going up a very poorly supported and almost undocumented street of public policy. On the other hand, when Congressman Boehner talks about paychecks, that's all well and good, but the Republicans have a responsibility, just like the Democrats, to lay out a program of regulatory relief and tax cuts off of investment, permanent tax cuts, that would lead to that. I think the Republicans have done a little bit better job this political season of doing that. I hate to see political rhetoric, you know, spun around. I know it's inevitable during an election cycle when you have so many millions of people unemployed. Washington needs to get very serious about doing things that work to put the economy back together again. And this kind of, you know, throwing an epithet this way and that is not very helpful.
Well, one quick follow-up along those lines before we get to the latest at the Fed, Bill, and that's that there's been accusations on both sides that they've been engaging in class warfare through the rhetoric, through proposed policies. Some would say the way that Pelosi reacted to Gingrich suggests that she's accusing him of class warfare. Republicans have done the same, with the Democrats suggesting extending or making permanent some but not all of the Bush tax cuts. So to what extent do you see this happening, and what's the impact of that?
Well, I see it happening more than it should, given the gravity of the situation that we're in. We may technically be out of the recession, but if you're part of the 20 million Americans who either are unemployed or very seriously underemployed, that's a huge percentage of our workforce, then we're still in a recession. And you're looking at the political leadership trying to make, you know, cheap political gains by playing a political language game that's class warfare. Instead of doing things concretely through legislation and through regulation that would make things better. You have to be upset by that, and so both parties need to come back to Washington, apparently now after the election, and really get serious about making a contribution to economic recovery as opposed to pulling it away.
A couple minutes left in our conversation with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation. And Bill, the Wall Street Journal reporting that at least some at the Federal Reserve are toying with the idea of lifting inflation above the Fed's normal informal target. The idea is that it will eventually give consumers and businesses the opportunity to spend more because more money will be in the system, I guess. And I guess the incentive is also, according to the article, to save less. What do you make of that? Would that stimulate the economy? And even if it does, is that good in the long term?
I honestly think that is the most harebrained idea I've heard from the Federal Reserve in 20 years. There is absolutely no question at all that when the Federal Reserve leads the policy world in creating higher price movements and in raising the general level of prices across all the commodities and goods and services, by starting inflation, they have almost no ability to stop that. Once the expectation gets in the minds of both producers and consumers that prices will be higher, then there will be forward price movements. There will be people setting prices higher for the future. We'll build a psychology of inflation. We've been down that road. It takes years to get it over. It's just the wrong move, and it's also a very dangerous move. We have a tremendous amount of the bank reserves right now, which are not currently being lent out, but could be. And once they're being lent out, these trillions of dollars will create loans. Those loans will stimulate demand both in the producing and consuming parts of the economy, and that will put an upper pressure on prices all by itself. If you have the Federal Reserve saying, yeah, it'd be great to have a little higher prices so people could spend more money and we could get out of this slump, and then you have this other thing happen, we will have very serious inflation. We're already seeing it, Greg. We're already seeing sensitive material prices going up and other kind of future contracts, much higher price than what I'm comfortable with. I mean, the Federal Reserve has to just say that was I don't know who did that, Federal Reserve, but it needs to be retracted right away because it is not good economics and it's very bad policy.
Last 30 seconds here, Bill. I think a lot of folks analyzed the reasons for the economic collapse, and of course there were many reasons, but one of them was that folks in the mortgage area and elsewhere bit off more than they could chew, and because they hadn't really saved much, they kind of spent as they got their money. They had nothing left to fall back on. So should the Fed or anybody else be encouraging people to save less?
Well, I think everyone heard your question and knows what the answer is. we should definitely be saving as much as we can for all kinds of reasons. Not only is that a good way to build investment capital up, banks, lend our savings out. They just don't sit idly in the ground. But we have unfunded liabilities in Social Security, which we're going to have to meet through personal savings. The pension and retirement programs in this country are badly broken. Having a lot of savings helps build strength in the dollar. There's a number of very positive things which come from a savings ethic, and you put your finger on one of them, and that is you have borrowers who have the ability to pay on their loans if they're borrowing based on a portion of their income because they've got savings to put towards a loan instead of borrowing everything, which was what so many people did during the last housing boom. Yes, savings is, we need to rebuild savings for all kinds of reasons, and no one in public policy from the Federal Reserve president should be discouraging that activity.
Bill, very interesting. Thanks so much, as always, for helping us understand it much better.
Thank you.
Bill Beach is director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.